A grant from the Arkansas Department of Transportation has been awarded for ASUMH and eventually the city to install solar lights around the trail so that it'll be lit up at night after a landscape architect creates the design where the lights should go, how all that should be placed. I know there'll be good, high-quality solar lights that will keep the trail fairly well lit. People can walk earlier in the morning or later in the evening. For those that are wondering what's going on underneath the bypass, Parks and Rec and the City Street Department have been working to create a little extension from the ASU walking trail to go under the bypass, and then it will connect with the city side of the walking trail. When that's all complete, it'll be about 3 miles. Just fun to know that you can see the different scenery and connect. I kind of slipped over there the other day and walked under the bridge just to see what it's like. I'm very proud of Mountain Home. Mountain Home's doing some incredible things. I know the public library will be announcing soon about their book walk. I know the ASUMH maintenance crew has been working on installing the pedestals for a book walk on the trail, which is going to be fun for the kids, that they can go from station to station and follow with the book and kind of make that entertaining while they're getting some energy out. We have a very generous donor that has chosen to remain anonymous at this point that has been very interested in providing outdoor art pieces for the residents of Mountain Home. Our first piece has been commissioned. It's ready to be installed. It will be installed up at the corner of the bypass and College Street, so very visible. And the hope is that people will look at this art and think, what's going on down there? And then they'll hit the walking trail and there will be future pieces. A lot of new updates. And I'm telling you, people are on that walking trail all the time. And we see the sweetest dogs. We've seen kids out there, you know, with their scooters and bicycles. It has really been more of a community bonding than we ever realized.